All right. Welcome. this episode isn't going to be monetized for reasons, but...
For beasons?
Yeah, for beasons, but in this episode...
10-hour versions of Home Renaissance.
Yes!
Residents.
In this episode, this is going to be a lot more chill, like, episode.
Yeah, look how chill I am.
You're just... Stop it! No!
Starts breakdancing on the table we're recording on. Dude, I want to go to like abandoned malls and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
well, actually,
are there any?
Yeah, I know.
Here,
because
I'm looking and I'm not finding.
Me and Karina.
Let's make them abandoned.
Off. I thought this was supposed to be a chill episode.
Fine.
So. Yeah, this is supposed to be a chill episode because we're going to be talking about lo-fi and vaporwave.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever watch that series on YouTube? This guy goes to different abandoned malls.
No.
What is it called?
Guy
It's pretty good. Exactly. Pretty good. Their short videos are like 10 minutes or so. And it's just going to different abandoned malls before they're torn down and a brief history of what they were. And then it's like really chill as fuck music, and it's just.
Really now, what I really want to do is, what I always think about, excuse me, is, yeah, they're abandoned, but do people still get in trouble for like, oh my god, for like
Dead Mall series? That's what it's called.
Dead Mall series.
Everyone, go listen to, go watch Dead Mall series. It's dope as fuck. I love it. It's just, he goes across America, different states, and goes to their abandoned malls and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Sometimes before they're fully abandoned, because there's like it's open and there's few people, but like only a few shops are open and the rest of it's dead. So he does a video.
But
on
is
that.
It is it closed and off?
No, not yet. Because then it jump cuts to when it's officially abandoned, and he shows everything, and I'm like, damn, spooky. There's dead malls in Minnesota.
Are they actually?
Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
This is a chill podcast.
Ooh, some of them were demolished. Ooh, there's some...
What? Are they close?
And there's a one abandoned a square, St. Paul, Minnesota. It's still standing, and it's mostly dead. And in St. Louis Park. We can go!
Road trip.
Not even that far away.
St. Paul. Ooh, yeah. It's like an hour and a half.
So, I'll bring the snacks.
Good.
And the tunes.
All right.
And we all go to the abandoned malls. My shoe! Oh, that's not mine. I put on.
That is yours.
That is mine.
Yeah. No, Max.
Let's go. That's my shoe. Oh, no. Where's my other shoe? I better grab it.
Oh, this is a bad start. Oh, we were talking about chill stuff, and now we're not. And now Mike got dang dog is eating the proxy's shoes.
Shoe time! I'm the shoe man. Oh, fuck my shoe.
No.
Why do you want my shoe?
I beat
They're
you.
Not tasty. It's full of shoe.
Okay.
And then we can go to the haunted buildings and stuff up in Duluth. That's going to be tight as fuck, and you're going. I'm making you go.
All right, I'm going.
You're going.
God dang.
I mean, quote, end quote, haunted. They're just abandoned and spooky looking.
Spooky looking.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, boy.
And there's actually abandoned asylums in Minnesota.
Are they actually?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, now that's spooky. Now that's haunted.
That's some good shit.
Okay. Let's stay on topic.
That is on topic. We can make it chill there. Hang out with the ghosts.
Just...
Like, what's up, Nurse Anne? You dead? Hit me up.
Me too. Okay, so when did you first discover vaporwave?
God, it was like how many years ago? Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Like... What was the first song that was considered vaporwave?
Duh, Macintosh. That's what started it all.
Oh, that meme thing?
I guess it's a meme now, but like, unironically, pretty good. And then after that, literally just went down a rabbit hole. Yeah.
You went down the rabbit hole?
Because, and like, people overlap Vaporwave with OutRun and like Lo-Fi and everything, but those are like three distinct different ways to go. And then there's like subcategories like Synthwave and everything, Retrowave. And it's just like pretty good. And I gotta say, I was addicted to Simpson Wave.
Oh no.
And they just put the song over those edits, and I'm just like, damn, this is pretty good. And then I was like,
those sad edits.
Not the sad boy Bart hours.
Okay. I'm talking about
I don't know. And then Blank Banshee, which is love that one. It's one of my favorite Vaporwave artists. Mm-hmm. And Saint Pepsi's pretty cool. Love it.
Saint Pepsi?
Yeah. It's Saint Pepsi, bitch. And it's like boing. Here, I can find it. I downloaded it. It's all good. It's all good.
Turn it down. This is a chill podcast.
Yeah.
What? My God.
Yeah.
Whenever you listen to Vaporwave, how does it, this may sound really like.
Well, it depends on what I'm doing.
Okay. But like.
So like if I just need noise in the background, I'll turn it on. But if I'm like really feeling myself, I just sit and I just listen to it. And I'm just like.
Sometimes it can give really nostalgic vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people, yeah, apparently the way, because the way, no.
Yeah, I watched those videos too. there's so many essay videos on Vaporwave in the different subcategories.
I know.
Just like, it's so good with how in-depth they go with it. And I'm just like, yeah, it's pretty fucking dope.
Uh-huh. I cannot just like, okay, it's dope. So, well, some things I will, like, okay, it's dope. But with Vaporwave and Lo-Fi, I just can't get over with. Obviously, since you can see, I'm just a crackhead for Lo-Fi and Vaporwave. But, like, obviously you already know, but for some of the viewers.
Yeah, all six of you.
Yeah. I get a lot more.
Viewers.
Listeners. I get a lot more. Like, they just don't subscribe, I guess. They're just there. I love you all. But, oh no, I take it back. I'm just saying, I like you all.
No.
But I love you all.
Loves you.
Okay. I didn't do that. That was bad.
No, you kiss too.
I take it back. I unsmooch. What is that?
A snake in the boot.
She showed me a snake in
boot. It was an Ekans inside the snake, and Woody was like, huh?
Oh, man. What's that one? What is it? That one study where you study other religions? What is it called?
Why are we talking about religions now?
I don't know. Out of topic stuff. But, you've seen those, like, essays and just, like, videos of why they make you feel so nostalgic and everything. Yeah. How about you talk about that?
You're the one who's obsessed, Mr. I'm obsessed, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty obsessed.
I'm looking at memes while we're talking.
You're looking at memes while, well, you better, like.
I'm talking.
Okay.
I'm talking. I'm talking.
So, one of the, like, reasons why Vaporwave can make you feel so like, nostalgic is because how the chords are, I guess, like, played out. Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Pad Chennington. He does good essays on these types of things.
Really?
Yeah.
There was one totally dope. There was one video where it's like where you share a lo-fi moment with me, and it talks about how one lo-fi music is made, but how I guess I don't want to say like in how it can make it like a good impact, but how like good it can make you feel or sad or whatever, because depending on how you're gonna write your song, if you write it in the minor key, it's gonna sound a lot more sadder. Sadder.
Yeah. Pat Chennington, he does all that. He talks about that. And like Vaporwave and everything. Like, why? There's like certain. What is it? There's Vaporwave, and then there's something else. I forgot what it's called. And the main difference is like like the times it's based off of.
I just moved the mic a bit, sorry.
But, like Vaporwave is like a post-capitalist dreamland.
Capitalist?
Yeah, because like the way the different sounds and sound and voice clips and everything that they use, and it's like, it's... How do you describe it? I don't know how to describe it.
Like, what do you mean?
It's like, I don't know. He describes it perfectly of what I'm trying to talk about. It's like you know how everyone jokes about, like, vaporwave sounds like what it's like to drown in a water fountain at
that
the mall.
That is not.
Yeah, people say that. It's funny. It's what I say. It's funny.
What?
Because you know, it's got that wom-wom feel and everything.
Yeah, like
and
you would hear water underwater.
Yeah, and stuff. And it's also like kind of music you'd hear at the mall when you're walking.
Oh, I think it's when you're drowning underwater.
Yeah, that too, because it feels underwater, but at a mall. Get it? You're drowning in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm funny. No. and it's like, oh, man. I don't know how to describe it. He does it so well. Go on Pad Chennington's channel.
Okay.
On YouTube. He does everything. He talks about it. He talks about new artists who are still keeping it going, old artists, what started it, what the history is about, like, and why it is what it is. And it's just, it's so good.
Okay, that's cool.
And introduces you to, like, different other artists, new ones that keep going. Yeah. He always does different videos like, oh, this is the new one that's coming out now. You guys should check out this artist. Pretty good. This one does this. Blah, blah, blah.
She's got a Discord.
What the?
Boop. It's great and all, but how does it make you feel? Like, put more depth into your thought of Vaporwave. I want you to cry.
I don't think I've ever cried listening to Vaporwave.
No one has.
I'm just dead inside.
But like, obviously, Vaporwave has made you feel that way. Like
I mean,
that,
I guess
that...
when I first started listening to it, because it was like a whole new thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this shit good.
It's basically shrooms, but then no psilocybin.
No. And then I listened to it now, and she's like, it's just another music genre I chill out to.
Well, yeah, because you've been listening to it like, what, for 4 years now?
Yeah, way too long.
Way too long. But God dang, it's
God,
so good.
I can't even. When did it boom? It was like.
When did it boom? When that
was like
2016.
Okay.
Was that 4 years ago?
When did Vaporwave start?
It's boomed.
Oh, I hate it. People say it ended, but I'm like, nah, man.
Nah, it's still a thing.
You just gotta keep
going.
Yeah,
with the music software that I download on my computer, that's what I'm working on. I wanna make.
I guess it's been on here since the early 2000s.
Oh.
And I'm like, I only found about it through YouTube.
Like synth?
Yeah, like, no. Like Vaporwave itself started in the early 2000s.
Huh. Because. Well, there's a lot of synth in Vaporwave.
Yeah, that synth was like 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's very 80s.
We still use synth now.
I know, it's great.
What are you talking about?
Like, I was going to say...
Oh, yeah, it's got its own Wikipedia.
Really? What, Vaporwave Wiki? Yeah. Vapor.wiki?
Vapor Wiki? Vape-wiki?
Vape Wiki. Vape? Guys, we're dying. From the epidemic. Hey, it's a meme.
You know what's another thing? Cool thing to listen to? People take modern music and redo it all to make it sound like an 80s song.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite. Yeah. I love it.
That's there's a I think I've already told you about this when we were driving around, called Postmodern Jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that. But Postmodern Jukebox. I kind of want there to be a creator or channel. I can probably do it if I
can't.
I'm joking. But I want to...
Ah, see, people also like mushing cyberpunk with vaporwave.
Cyberpunk. Oh,
the difference is vaporwave is like again, what I said, post-capitalistic dreamland.
What's
it's
capitalistic?
Like, you know, we live in a capitalistic nation, right?
So a normal society? I'm kidding. But, yeah.
You know, right. And so vaporwave is basically, if we succeeded and it became a perfect utopian... capitalist society, right? So like everyone can do what they want, it's chill, it's nice. Cyberpunk is the opposite. It's a capitalistic dystopia. Everything went down, it's terrible, and there's still the remnants of that society, and the music's still chill, you know. Oh, check it out, windows open. I love hearing those noises. So that's the main difference. One's good, one's bad, both dope as fuck.
But it's chill.
And, like, some of my favorite cyberpunk, I hope I can call this cyberpunk, because, like, Trevor something, he does so many different things, styles and whatnot, and it's just, like, it's so good.
Wow, wow. God. Is there Japanese artists that do, like, vaporwave? Because, you know, the aesthetic, I guess you can call it, of, like, lo-fi and vaporwave is mostly, like, Japan 80s.
Well, that's stuff. If you're listening to the Japanese city pop. Like I said, there's different subgenres. Also, Japanese city pop, 10 out of 10. I love it. It's so addictive.
Honestly, anything that's Japanese is just amazing.
Hold on. I got you. I got you.
Ooh. What you laying down, homie?
Yeah. I got a whole fucking... I got it. It's good. We good.
God, I need to take classes for, like, creating music on the software. Because I really want to learn how to make, like, lo-fi and just, like... I don't want to say remixes, but, like... just, like, my own music. But creating music is tough.
It's hard. Ooh, they got her whole album on here?
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, whoa.
Wait. This one's pretty addictive. Oh, yeah, okay. Plastic Love is what started this boom of people getting into the city pop, Japanese city pop. This started it just started booming in people's recommendations for, like, no reason. Because no one had listened to anything before that, and it just shows up. And that's what happened to me. I was like, what the fuck? I clicked on it, and I'm like, damn, this shit slapped.
Yo.
Why didn't I hear about this before? And so, like, I've downloaded, like, 3 different albums of a playlist of just different city pop music.
Just like Joji, but girl version.
That's racist.
What? Oh my god, it is.
Girl, what's wrong with you?
A lot of things. Sad. I drink my problems away. Off topic, what about cancer?
Right now?
Well, not right now.
Oh.
Later.
Okay.
Dope.
Yeah, okay, apparently it started in 2009.
This whole vaporwave thing, or this,
yeah, the origins of it, 2009 from 2011.
Mm.
I started listening to it in, like, 2014, so.
Oh, have you-
I listened to it when the craze for it was going down. No!
Have you ever gotten this vibe where, like, there's a song, when the creator Home, who made Resonance, mm-hmm. there's a song called We're Finally Landing,
mm-hmm.
Which I, like, just found out about, mm-hmm.
Chill. Keep going.
it gives off that, like, Space Odyssey vibe. Not Odyssey, but just space vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, when the first moon landing happened, everything was very synthy. Put it on. We're finally landing.
Fine. I'll come back to you, Junko.
But the way the guy... Mm-hmm. creates his music, it's one, you can feel very nostalgic. It's not a lot of people's vibe, which is cool. Like, if you don't like it, it's fine, but
if you don't like it, I'm gonna kick your ass.
But it's very, like, yeah, like in this video that we're watching, it's very, like, space.
Eyes flare, start flying.
That first chord just
boom, gives me all the powers.
It just it's so good. Oh, and the way this isn't a minor. I think it's a major. I'm pretty dumb in music, but it has a happy, like, chill vibe to it, and for some what reason, I'm getting one nostalgic feelings, like happy, sad, mostly happy.
Trevor something.
What?
Love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, things were interrupting. I'm kidding.
No, that's good. Oh, no, I love this song. I don't even think the microphone's picking it up.
Probably not. I'm going
to
move
Everyone,
it.
Everyone, listen to Trevor Something's Summer Love. Listen to all this music. It's dope as fuck. I love it. He doesn't get the attention he deserves.
None of these good creators do.
And if you're, like, into the music like Blade Runner does... It's okay.
I'm sorry. I've never seen
it. That's great. Doesn't matter. I mean, if you do watch it, it's great visuals.
Pretty visuals?
Good. Yeah. It's, like, amazing. But if you like the music for that, listen to Scandroid. That shit is tight. It's like synthwave. Dope as fuck.
Ooh, what are those? What is that? I don't think it's the genre, but those aesthetics where it's like Japanese race cars, very like nighttime, you know? Is that also like a sub-genre?
I'm talking about Japanese race cars. Hold on.
Like in some animes where like racing and everything, with those cars and those moonlight jazz.
Talking about like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Outrun. That's what I was talking about.
Outrun.
Yeah. Huh. This capitalistic dystopia.
Oh.
That's different. They have the same visuals. One's dark, one's bright. Like Wave and Cyberpunk are different.
But it's night.
Well, yeah, but it's also... Oh my god, Kavinsky does a great song.
Woo!
See, in that the, video. This whole video teaches you the difference.
About the dystopian and the utopian?
Like, I knew there... Before I watched it, I knew there was a difference, but I just couldn't pinpoint it.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like... Hey, they're both pretty dope. And then I watched a video and I was like, my third eye has opened. Chakras aligned. I have everything.
Flare eyes.
Thanos ain't got nothing on this.
Oh my god. A lot of people also.
That's why my phone has Outrun Vaporwave type.
In the background?
No. Wait, I mean, I did, but it has the 30 icons.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So if you got to download the Rad Pack.
I can't. I have Apple.
You can still do it.
No. My Apple Store doesn't have it.
Rad Pack.
Yeah. Or I don't know.
Look it up. It's pretty dope. And then you can just switch your little icon things.
Maybe.
And it looks super fresh.
If not, I'll probably have to...
Cry.
Yeah.
Cry like a baby.
Okay. Were you gonna cry? Yeah, I can't see. No results in the Apple Store. I said it's Apple. I can't change this. If I wanted to change it, I'll have to jailbreak my phone, which I'm not doing because viruses. Apple. I like what it is. But if I had a Samsung phone, I would totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I think I'm going to switch to Samsung.
No, switch to what?
Samsung.
Okay.
And get the newest phones.
Okay. Says rich boy.
Whatever, man. I'm not rich.
Oh, now he says it.
Shut up. Oh, never mind. I've always been a rich boy. I don't mean to brag, but I am going on a road trip.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's...
Bro, remember Taco Bell? When it's like this? You ever been to Taco Bell like that?
I think so.
God, I love those seats. That whole place is just great. I wish they didn't change it, because I go to Taco Bell's now, and it's just like, it's kind of boring. This shit was funky.
Funk.
Yeah, look at it. Look, I know. The seats are great. Colors
Stranger
are great.
Things.
I can still smell it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, have you ever watched it?
What? Stranger Things. You know the mall that they did, Star Court Mall?
I think so.
That they were in season 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister and her husband just went there a couple days ago.
Is that in Seattle?
Not in Seattle. They're going down to Georgia. I don't remember where it was.
They did and see one of the Walking Dead places.
They went into Star Court. And they saw everything. But apparently they went to the area that they were mainly filming on, and her husband had to talk into for a couple of minutes.
Had a what?
I was like, huh?
Oh, they had a...
Yeah, yeah, he talked to him and was like, you know, whatever. And she's just like, oh.
Please leave. Like that.
I don't think they had to leave. But, yeah, they were like, you can't go over here. But they could go through the rest of the mall.
Oh, is it like a tour thing now?
I don't know.
It's just like, hey, remember that show that you cried about? Yeah, right here.
Season 3 was great to watch, but man, did they butcher some characters.
Oh, they butchered them indeed.
Fucking took Hopper, put him in a blender, and were like, character development? Throw. Nah! He's gonna die! And I was like,
It's her cat noise. God, this may sound really weebish, but I wish I was in like an 80s anime, to be honest. Very, like, aesthetically like that.
Oh, I mean, an 80s anime where they had no plot, terrible writing, and just everything kept on going.
Hey, they were aesthetically great.
Yeah, now, but then, that's just norm.
Well, yeah, because they thought it was good back in the day, but when we look at it now, we're just like, I want to watch Sailor Moon. I know.
It's great. The art's fine and everything, but... No offense.
Who the heck is Saturn?
It sucks.
Like, what? Are they named after planets?
Yeah. They're sailors.
We'll save them.
Of the space.
What are they, protectors of the space odyssey?
They're protectors of this coochie. No.
What? God dang. Oh. All right. I think this is a good place to end off. Well, leave. Because
Mauricio's a weeaboo and he's not denying it.
What?
Weeb. He's a weeb.
We'll be back. Jesus Christ.
Someday.
Someday.
In the future.
Yeah.
10 months from now.
Probably.
Oh no.
Oh no. Hey. Sup? We're back.
Are we?
No.
Is this the real life? Or is this just fantasy? Got in a landslide.
No, it's game
from reality.
So, in this, I guess, segment. So, last segment, we talked about the vaporwave lo-fi and how it can make us cry. I saw that photo. I have it screenshot. It's basically, it's great.
Girl in English check in Fiona?
I saw.
No.
I saw it. I was going to send it to the group chat. God dang it.
Group chat gotta see this.
No, I want to send it first.
If y'all ain't looking like this, don't even bother hitting me up.
God, Eagle Shrek. No, I hate you now.
I gotta say, Fiona can get it.
God dang it. What?
Okay, so you know Hong Kong and everything?
Yeah.
This guy, he was handing out flyers, you know, free Hong Kong and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got stabbed in the neck and stomach.
Are you serious? Yep. What the heck? By like soldiers or by...
No, because they're supporters. There are supporters for the Chinese government.
People?
Yeah, in Hong Kong too.
It's kinda...
They stabbed him and fled in a taxi. Damn, didn't mean to ruin the mood, but this shit's important.
Guys, support Hong Kong.
Yeah, don't buy games and stuff that support, you know, China in any way.
Guys, support Hong Kong.
Mauricio.
Support Infinity Ward as well.
What? No, fuck Infinity War.
Why?
Well, what's that have to do with Hong Kong? You can't, those aren't comparable. What are you talking about? It's already out.
Infinity War is making the, made the game. Made Modern Warfare. Like, they made it.
Infinity War?
Yes, Infinity War.
That doesn't make any sense.
Infinity War, a COD company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, made. Mm-hmm. Is making.
Yeah, Disney also is supporting China, so.
Okay, that's scoffed.
So, yeah. That's why I took Mickey Mouse mascot and made him to a little picture of Free Hong Kong and I'm having people use it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I want Disney, because.
I'm kind of sped.
Okay, because so. You know the thing about Blizzard, Overwatch?
Yeah.
They started banning people who were talking about Hong Kong in any way and supporting.
That's scoffed.
Yeah. So people,
is it
so
all.
So people, after that, people were like, what the fuck? So they took May, the Chinese character.
May. Oh, yeah.
In Overwatch, yeah, and they made her the mascot for Free Hong Kong. And now
so is she's like a literally boycott?
A mascot in Hong Kong right now. They're using pictures of her and everything. And people are hoping that China will see that and be like, we can't have you. Because they banned Winnie the Pooh strictly because people said the president in China, looks like Winnie the Pooh. So it's banned. No one can talk about him. No one can have pictures or anything.
Dude, a lot of things are banned in China.
Yeah, I know. Like I looked Deadpool. It up on Wiki. I saw that.
Like Deadpool.
So it's like, you know, if they could make May the mascot for this whole movement,
you can make
they'll ban Overwatch, which will hurt their money in Blizzard, so Blizzard will have to pull out.
So
people are hoping that can be the same thing with Disney, since they're one of the biggest supporters there. So is the NBA. Fuck basketball. What the fuck?
NBA supporting China?
Yeah, I'm not hearing about LeBron James and everything. That shit's
okay, we'll talk
stupid.
About the subject that I wanted to talk about earlier, or before this recording. But so, we're going to be political in a bit. But what's the main reason what's happening in China? Like, in China? Like, what's going on? What started it?
Okay, so you know China is basically a communist country and everything. So, okay, what really happened? So this guy and this girl, they go from Hong Kong. They go fucking, where was it?
They went, it's a hotel.
Yeah, they went to some hotel off of Hong Kong. He murdered his girlfriend, came back, and because it was a different country, they can't prosecute him without, like, doing this whole merge because thing. So that
he's not resident.
Because, yeah, because he left Hong Kong to do the murder and then came back. Because the murder was there, they can't prosecute him without like making this deal where they can.
Yeah.
But if they do that, that deal will also merge in with China taking over Hong Kong, and then it becomes a part of China. And the thing is, in Hong Kong, they have their freedom and everything. There's no restrictions on freedom of speech and whatnot. And so if China, yeah, but if China takes over, they lose everything. They become part of it. There's already a horrible shit going on in China.
They become communist.
Yeah, so they'll become part of that. And so everyone in Hong Kong is like, hey, we can't do that. But their government in Hong Kong is like, well, we kind of want to because then we get to control you, basically. So that's the process that's been going on for like, God, how long? A couple months now.
What does Trump have to say about that?
Trump ain't saying shit about it.
He's just like, okay.
Everyone's just ignoring it. I haven't heard anything about it in the news. The only way I heard about it was from social media. Nothing about it in the news that I know of.
Is the meme community like...
Oh, meme community is blowing that shit up. They're like, hey, look at this.
I feel like the meme community has a lot more power than a lot of other communities, because let's be honest.
Meme community is part of everything, and also, shut up.
We are the meme community.
Woo! Woo!
And what's been happening in Hong Kong?
A lot of shit. Just protests and everything. Oh! Bodies have been found washed up on the rivers. And the police are saying, there's one girl. She was attacked by a police officer. But she wasn't even part of the riot or the protest, my bad. I didn't even say riot. She was just walking near them. And so the police thought she was a part of it. And they took her down. She made a video. It was like, well, I'm fine, but it's really dumb that they're doing this, blah, blah, blah. And then a couple days later, they find her body. I think she was naked. Body down the river, dead. Oof. And the police, no investigation. They just said it was a suicide. And people were like, that doesn't make any sense because a video came out of her in a elevator. And the elevator opens and there's a guy there. And she walks out. And that's the last known footage of where she was before she was killed. Oof. And then the video itself also became edited over and over. So it looked like she was alone or she looked different, looked like this and that.
By the government?
They're thinking by the police itself, yeah.
Mm.
And so everyone's like, this is fishy. And now that there's other murders, they're like, everything's just getting worse. And they're trying to, you know, they can't fight back, at like literally fight, because then the police will use that out of context and say, hey, see, what we're doing is fine because these protesters are actually rioters. They're actually attacking, being bad, but they're not. And it's like, damn.
So why does the government want to take control? Want to accept, I guess, the deal over...
Because then they'll be able to take control of it. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. They take the deal, then they get to control the people.
Man, you're right.
It's all about power.
Isn't it also about like money? Like, you know, business?
Everything's about money, but no, it's about power. It's about silencing.
And so... Everyone in Hong Kong is saying, like, you know...
Literally every civilian... except for the few who are supporting China, have been protesting for months. Young and old.
God. That's scuffed. So, has Hong Kong always been, like, its own country?
It's like the Tiananmen Square protest all over again back in the 80s. That happened in China.
So,
except hopefully this time it goes good.
Hopefully.
And it doesn't end bad.
Hopefully someone doesn't walk up to a tank.
Hopefully it don't get gunned down and everything and things don't go bad. I'm hoping to God that this all works.
I really like the Chinese culture. Like Tai Chi and everything about that. How peaceful they are. But it is scuffed, so it's like it's sad to see that they're doing that and shit.
You can like the Chinese culture and everything. I'm talking about strictly the government. Government. Chinese government.
Okay.
Shit. What they're doing to the people.
Okay. But I can still like their culture.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't? They got bomb-ass food and everything. That shit's tight as fuck.
Let's just take over China.
No, what the fuck is wrong with you? Oh my God. Well,
they're communists, so...
Let's free them from the communist libertations. I'm sounding more down the way. More I
speak. Every time you talk.
God, let me just kill myself right now. But, yeah. China scoffed. Oh, what happened?
The 16-year-old student said, "Damn corrupted riot police," or something like that. And he didn't know that there were four of those police officers behind him, and he got arrested. Just for saying that. His parents paid bail, and he got out. But, like, everyone's like, well, why would he be arrested? That there's nothing they can charge on him. He didn't say anything or do anything.
Yeah.
That's and, like, the police brutality there is also just off the fucking rails.
In general, or?
In Hong Kong, yeah. They're just being beaten off the streets just for just standing there and everything.
God, that's awful.
And like I said, those quote-unquote suicides, everyone knows it's murder. Like By the police? Yeah, it's obvious.
Who is that? V for Vendetta?
Oh, everyone always has to wear the mask so that they can't be identified later when they go back home.
Oh.
So they're putting on different masks. They'll wear those, they'll wear black masks, they'll wear Winnie the Pooh masks, they'll wear anything they can to.
They're going to wear Maze, they're going to wear Mickey.
But yeah, sure, they should.
Yeah.
They should wear fucking everything.
Let's boycott. Yeah.
See, look at.
Are you my god? Are you serious? Winnie the Pooh mask
with the president's face on it.
Oh no. Okay, I don't know how to describe this, so you go. Tell them to search up whatever.
Just go on the Reddit, Hong Kong. It's got everything, and there's posts on there that tell you how to support the protesters and everything you need to do and know. It's got everything on here.
Let's do a PSA. Guys, support Hong Kong.
This is a public service announcement. Stop bullying!
What's with the yellow umbrella?
Oh, shit, there was a reason for it. They have the umbrellas and everything, so, you know, for tear gas, and they also have to wear mitts to grab it, because apparently they're fucking hot, so they can throw it back.
But everything's yellow.
You don't have to have yellow, but that's just the thing that they picked up. That's just their color. The theme? Yeah.
Huh. Man.
Yeah, apparently there was a Hong Kong protest march down in Minneapolis, like, yes, a couple days ago, and I was like, why couldn't I have been there?
Minneapolis?
Yeah. On certain college camps, grounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Ooh. I was going to say why, but I'm like, wait, no.
I mean, why? It's for support.
Yeah. But, like, do you think the U.S. is going to do something about it?
Nope. I want them to, but.
So does everyone else.
Nothing's going to happen. So everyone's like, well, it's not our business. And I'm like,
China, weren't you guys is
fucking
like,
obsessed with other communist countries like a couple decades ago, but now y'all are going to be quiet strictly because it's China and you make money off of them, you money hungry sociopaths. Yeah, but I want money from the Chinese. Yeah, that's blood money. They're literally stealing organs from people. Like, damn. It's just terrible. I mean, it's terrible. But the money.
We're glad we talked about that.
We just said you're going to talk about religion or something.
Yeah.
All right. As much as I would love to keep talking about Hong Kong, we're changing the subject.
I guess it's kind of related to China. But I'm...
gay.
No. Oh. Stop it. But what I started to do is I'm starting to learn Tai Chi. And that's a Chinese thing. So I was like, But like, see, I can still like their culture, right? But just not support them.
Yeah.
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 What?
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm becoming more like spiritual.
Me going down one wiki page of China. I have aligned my chakras. No. I have talked to God.
Basically Jesus.
Next stop, India. Oh yeah.
I went up to my dad. Oh man,
I want some curry now. That shit's good.
I never tried curry.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay, keep talking.
I went up to my dad and I said if it was alright for me to be like a more spiritual man, and he said in the Christian way. I was like, well, no, I'm still gonna be Christian, yeah, because you know, Jesus. But
keep talking.
What?
Nothing.
What? Give a look. Well, Jesus. I like Jesus.
What's Jesus going to do? Come down and help Hong Kong?
I hope so. But, hey.
Okay, keep going.
We can believe, but.
No, I can't.
All right, we can't.
Just a man.
Okay. Stop it.
Talking. What?
Stop.
What?
One can believe. But, stop.
What?
Nothing.
Keep talking.
God, I hate you.
Woo! Keep talking.
Respect others, Patty. Okay. But, yeah, and he said, well, if you're going to be more spiritual, that's kind of dangerous. I'm like, I'm not going to talk to ghosts. Jesus. No.
God damn it.
No. But I want
to. I come in with my Ouija board. Oh, is this a bad time?
No, I want to be more, like, ground earth. I've also been learning, like, throat singing. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the way it's very, very ancient. And one of the reasons why people. Go on. No, that was a mouth. Mm-hmm. But what?
Look. Watch.
Is binging with Babish?
No. He's trying to break apart this tree, and the cat comes in.
I'm sorry for. But. What? Right. The reason why people throat sing is so they can be close with, like, nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, in, like, so many different cultures, Asian cultures do it.
What?
Oh, nothing. But a lot of Asian cultures do it. And they're, like, mimicking the sounds of nature, how a crow sounds like, how a tiger sounds like, and everything. And I'm learning it.
I'm a dinosaur.
Roar. XD.
On every level except physical. I am a wolf.
Woof. Oh. What? This is supposed to be chill. I'm kidding. Yeah. What? No. Oh.
Or dogs.
Oh, no. What the heck? Explain what I just saw.
That was probably from, like, that looks like early 70s.
Okay.
You know, fresh racism.
The 70s sucks.
But
so the 70s
rocked. Literally.
What are you, have you ever, like, oh, I'm also going to do Tai Chi.
You said that.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, what were you asking?
Have you ever, like, considered doing, like, Tai Chi or all these, like, ancient moves?
No, I just read about stuff. I research. Okay. But I don't do it.
Have you researched about Tai Chi?
Not in depth. Dude, I go down rabbit holes for everything. And then I just, like, I write it down or I don't. If I don't, I don't. I do research for stories and stuff.
Like what?
I ain't telling you shit.
Why?
Because I haven't even actually done a story. I say I will, and I do research, and I write it down, and I'm like, cool, gonna use this later for my writing. I put it away, and then I never get to writing.
Like, what have you just put away before?
A lot of stuff.
Like, something interesting?
Like, the most recent thing I researched and put away was about Egyptian religion. And Norse, because I was making these different characters. Then I went, and then I was like, oh, but I got to do their background. And I started doing their background. Then I was like, what about their ancestors? And I started doing the research on the religions. And I was like, oh, there's these different gods that could play into this. So I start researching that. And I jumped to another thing. So I write all this shit down and copy and paste. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to use this. And then I have to, don't do anything. Or I'll play, like, a video game, and it kind of hints to a religion that's in real life, so then I start researching it,
yeah.
And then I don't do anything with it.
That dang.
Yeah. Kind of sucks.
Oh, man. Guys, support Hong Kong.
You know what I can eat right now?
What?
A gusher.
A gusher?
Yeah.
I haven't eaten those in a long time.
They probably taste like ass. But,
Oh, man. You know what really interests me?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to say? I got nothing to entertain me.
What do you mean? This is your podcast.
What was... Go up. Come on, I want to see it
I'm
again.
I'm not going to describe a meme. It's Danny DeVito.
Oh.
The movie when I'm watching by myself. The movie when someone walks in.
Is he butt naked? What is that?
It's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
His character wanted a graphic sex scene in the movie, and that's what it was.
I'm uncomfortable.
What the heck? Why are there...
Dude, I watched a... Do you know Steve-O?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He... Not recent, but it's probably like two... I don't know if it's months or years. A while ago. He did a video on all the drugs that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... like, and plus, he even like videotaped himself doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's done like... that's a good song. He's done like... You know the main common ones, like marijuana, MDMA, acid, shrooms, yeah. All those. But he's also done like nitrous oxide. What? We finally get
to where you are. Goddamn, it was a pretty fucking good milkshake.
What?
My milkshake brings the voice of the god.
Oh my god. Did you know people huff like laughing gas?
Mm-hmm.
Like people have robbed dentists. And we'll just huff it.
Yeah, I know.
And when Steve will release the YouTube video of all the drugs that he's done, when he was he'd do cans every like really frequently, and he would start shaking like, and just would pulse, and it was awful just watching it. And so I'm just thinking like, why would anyone want to do that? Just to get a high?
Why not? No.
What? Oh, and there's, yeah, ketamine. I don't know what that is. It's a drug, but, like, they come in vials, like mm-hmm. blood vials. And he would never inject anything. He'd grab the vials and pour the liquid into the... He would grab the blood vials. He would grab the vials and pour them into the microwave. Heat them up until it's a powder thing. And he did a lot of coke,
mm-hmm.
and it was really bad that he burned a hole right like where the wall of your nostrils are.
Mm-hmm.
And so he like put a shoelace and just did this.
Nice.
Nice.
My brother can do that with noodles.
This.
Yeah, what? Not through the hole, like all the way through, because he pulls it back from his mouth, takes it from his nose, and he can do that.
Well, like the condom challenge.
And it's disgusting.
It is. Remember watching Shane Dawson?
No.
You never watched him?
I have. I don't care about him. I don't watch Shane Dawson.
Neither do I.
Oh, now you don't.
What?
Alexander the Great, Alexander the
Okay, oh, yeah, I saw
Alexander
that.
The Myth.
Just Alex. Man. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to end it here.
22 minutes in.
Yeah.
We can talk more. Babies. Abortion. Murder. No. There we go. We ended the whole crisis. I said it's not murder. Abort your babies.
Hold on. That's a whole different topic that we're not gonna get in.
All right, we got a couple minutes. We can do it.
Thank you, everyone, for watching this. If we're listening to this podcast, we're not talking about abortion and everything because that's a whole different topic. Frankly, I'm not getting political here, even though we were.
Political. Now
well, yeah, because Hong Kong is a political thing that we actually need. Yeah, now we can't. So thank you. It was kind of chill, but not. We talked about vaporwave, drugs, and a whole lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.